Bruh. My Xbox is updating. Kind of gay.
When's your Xbox updating? How long has it been?
I don't know. It's been since... I don't know. Actually. So...
Yeah. Fuck this cunt.
A big oof, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's not an I guess moment.
Oh.
Oh my god! Scary black man.
I got some Bob Ross pops. Right there. Okay, where's your Bob Ross?
Right in front of me.
Good. Don't disgrace the Bob, man. That's my magic eight ball around. Crap, we run out of topics to talk about. I love how right as I said, will Bobby ever have vagina cheese? Does he have vagina cheese? It said yes. Yeah. I said it. It said it yes. But then, right as it said yes, Bobby leaves. Like, oh, I've been found out.
Yeah, that was very random.
Yes. When he dares you to kidnap that kid.
Obviously a bro.
Bruh.
No.
You don't gotta like it cause the hood don't love it. Hey, you don't gotta like it cause the hood don't love it. Hey, what did your nipple so sad sound coming on public? Hey,
I have found the exit on the last dark room, or back room. Oh my god. I have found the very difficult to find exit. Nine minutes and 31 seconds. Almost took fucking 10 minutes. Teleporting me to the next stage. Hopefully there isn't a next stage. Hopefully it's just, oh yeah, finish zone. Thank God. Ugh. What game is it? Worms? Why?
I don't know what Bobby's saying because we're in the podcast.
I bought that before it was out on Game Pass. It's pretty, yeah.
So Guru Gaming is talking to someone that is in an Xbox live party.
Because he left the last one! Okay. Bobby, you need to post that one. Thank you. Dude, you need to post that podcast, the one that you just did. Then do it.
So that's what I'm doing right now. There's also it's a sponsorships.
And crap, what about Black Ops 3?
Ooh, yeah, that's also an option.
Well, I will read the sixth book out loud.
Out loud.
No, where's the best book? Where is the best book? Where you at, huh? Where you at? Huh? Frick you at?
What's going on?
I don't know where it is, but I know for a fact that I had it.
Wow, Kim, why are you being so unresponsible?
1, 2, 3. How about I read the first diary of your 1B kid to you guys?
Are you gonna read it?
Yep. I'm gonna narrate it.
No, oh, jeez. All right, the podcast is gonna love this.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Greg Heffley's Journal. By Jeff Kinney. Amulet Books, New York. To Mom, Dad, Ree, Scott, and Patrick. September. Tuesday. First of all, let me get something straight. This is a journal, not a diary. I know what it says on the cover, but when Mom went out to buy this thing, I specifically told her to get one that did not say diary on it. Great.
I don't think it says that in the Diary of a Kid book.
All I need is for some jerk to catch me carrying this book around and I get the wrong idea. Sissy punch. The bully is saying sissy and somehow punching so hard that he's flying in the air. The other thing I want to clear up right away is that this was my mom's idea, not mine. But if she thinks I'm going to write down my feelings in here or whatever, she's crazy. So just don't expect me to be all, dear diary this and dear diary that.
It's beautiful. That's amazing. This can't possibly be better.
The only reason I agreed to do this at all is because I figure later on, when I'm rich and famous, I'll have better things to do than answer people's stupid questions all day long. So this book is going to come in handy. Two reporters asking Greg, tell us about your childhood. Were you always so smart and handsome? Here's my journal. Now, shoo. Like I said, I'll be famous one day, but for now I'm stuck in middle school with a bunch of morons.
All right, I'm gonna ask a question to my mom, and then I'm about to head out.
Why are you about to head out?
Because no, I'm not about to leave. I'm just about to leave really quick, and then ask my mom if because I left my game bag over at my dad's.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm stupid retard, and yeah, I'm just gonna go ask if I can go get it back. So, I'm about to head out. Keep narrating the story though.
Okay. Oh, let me get a drink of Sprite.
Awesome.
Let me just say, for the record, that I think middle school is the dumbest idea ever invented. You got kids like me who haven't even hit their growth spurt yet, mixing with these gorillas who need to shave twice a day. What should we name our podcast? Good Gamer Boys. Me and Carlson had a good idea for one, but I don't know where it went. And then I wonder why bullying is such a big problem in middle school. If it was up to me, grade levels would be based on height, not age. But then again, that would be...
Yeah, that picture I sent?
I guess that would mean kids like Shrog Gupta would still be in first grade. Today's the first day of school. And right now, we're just waiting around for the teacher to hurry up and finish their seating cards.
Oh,
so I figured I might as well write in this book to pass the time. Oh, yeah, Carson. What was that one name that we made for the podcast before it was a thing? What was the name?
I think Wheatards.
No. What? No.
I forgot.
So, Bobby, what'd you just say? No. Goofda gamer? Yes! Goofda gamer. By the way, let me give you some good advice. On the first day of school, you gotta be real careful where you sit. You walk in your class, and you just pluck your stuff down on what? Plunk your stuff down on any old desk, and the next thing you know, the teacher is saying, "I hope you all like where you're sitting because these are your permanent seats." And then Greg's like, "Yeah." So in this class, I got stuck with Chris Hosey in front of me with Lionel James in the back of me. Oh, Jason Brill came in late and almost sat to my right. But luckily, I stopped that from happening at the last second.
Is their seat taken?
Yes! Next period, I should just sit in the middle of a bunch of hot girls as soon as I step in the room. But I guess if I do that, it just proves I didn't learn anything from last year. Greg, will you please pass this note to Shelley? Why, certainly. While note says Greg is a dork. Man, I don't want to wait. I just said that completely wrong. And man, I don't know what is up with girls these days. It used to be a whole lot simpler back in elementary school. The deal was, if you were the fastest runner in your class, you got all the girls. And in the fifth grade, the fastest runner was Ronnie McCoy. And he has an afro too, so that's funny. And a big mouth. Now it's a whole lot more complicated. Now it's about the clothes you wear and how rich you are, or if you have a cute butt or whatever. And kids like Ronnie McCoy are scratching their heads wondering what the heck happened. The most popular boy in my grade is Bryce Anderson. The thing that really stinks is that I always have been into girls, but kids like Bryce have only come around in the last couple of years. What? Wait, what?
Does that mean he likes it? That mean that he likes him?
The thing that really stinks is that I have always been into girls, but kids like Bryce have only come around in the last couple months, or couple years. I remember how Bryce used to act back in elementary school. Girls are stinky poos. Yeah. I don't think girls are stinky poos. But of course, now, I don't get any credit for sticking with the girls all this time. Like I said, Bryce is the most popular kid in our grade. So that leaves all the rest of us guys scrambling for other spots. The best I can figure is that I'm somewhere around 52 or I'm dumb, okay. I'm gathering around 52nd or 53rd most popular this year. But the good news is that I'm about to move up one spot because Charlie Davies Davies is above me, and he's getting his braces next week. I try to explain all the popularity stuff to my friend Rowley, who's probably hovering right around the 150 mark, by the way. But I think it just goes in one ear and out the other with him. Wednesday. Today we have Phys Ed. Just say gym. So the first thing I did when I got outside was sneak off the basketball court and see if the cheese was still there. And sure enough, it was. That piece of cheese has been sitting on the blacktop since last spring. I guess it must have dropped out of someone's sandwich or something. After a couple of days, the cheese started getting all moldy and nasty. Nobody would play basketball on the court where the cheese was, even though that was the only court that had to hoop with the net. Then one day, this kid named Darren Walsh touched the cheese with his fingers, and that started the thing called the cheese touch. It basically was a cooties. If you get the cheese touch, you're stuck with it until you pass it on to someone else. He stuck his finger up his butt and is pointing at some people and they're screaming. The only way to protect yourself from the cheese touch is to cross your fingers. But it's not that easy. Remember to keep your fingers crossed every moment of the day. I ended up taping mine together so they'd stay crossed all the time. I got a D in handwriting, but it was totally worth it. Oh my god. What? Okay, this one kid named Abe Hull got the cheese touch in April, and nobody would even come near him for the rest of the year. This summer, Abe moved to California and took the cheese touch with him. I just hope someone doesn't start the cheese touch up again, because I don't need that kind of stress in my life anymore. Hold on, I'm gonna get a quick drink of Sprite. Thursday. I'm having a seriously hard time getting used to the fact that summer is over and I have to get out of bed every morning to go to school. My summer did not exactly get off with a great start, thanks to my older brother, Roderick.
You okay?
A couple of days into summer vacation, Roderick woke me up in the middle of the night and he told me I slept through the whole summer. But luckily, I woke up just in time for the first day of school. Shoot! You might think I was pretty dumb for falling for that one, but Roger had dressed up in his school clothes and set my alarm clock to go ahead to make it look like it was morning. Plus, he closed my curtains so I couldn't see that it was still dark out. You're freaking stupid. After Roger woke me up, oh, frick, I got a paper cut. I just got dressed and went downstairs to make myself some breakfast like I do every morning on a school day. Okay, on page 12. But I guess I must have made a pretty big racket, because the next thing I knew, Dad was downstairs yelling at me for eating Cheerios at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. It took me a minute to figure out what the heck was going on. After I did, I told Dad and Roderick that I played the trick on me, and he was the one that should be getting yelled at. Dad walked into the basement and chewed Roderick out. I tagged along. I knew I couldn't wait to see Roderick get what was coming to him.
You gotta make sure you get this up, like, really good. You gotta, like, move your luggage, sleep underneath the drink. Do you want anything from Walgreens? A drink or candy or something. I gotta run up and get a pack of cigarettes because they left and took my cigarettes.
Two Arizonas.
Huh?
Two Arizonas.
What kind?
Raspberry.
Make sure, dude, you're careful, dude. Like, seriously. Because you don't want to cut on your foot going into Florida. You
sure. Yeah, with that skin eating disease.
Flesh eating.
Oh, flesh eating. Well, Roger covered up his tracks pretty good, and to this day, I'm sure Dad thinks I've got a screw loose or something. Friday, Today at school, we got assigned to read reading groups. They don't come right out and tell you if you're in the gifted group or an easy group. But if you can figure it out right away, always by looking at the covers of the book they hand you. Okay, I'm going to read to page 15.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty disappointed to find out I got put in a gifted group, because that just means I a lot of extra work. When they did the screening at the end of last year, shut up. I did my best to make sure I got put in the easy group this year. Fred picked up the Bobby book. Whoa, thanks. Mom is real tight.
What?
So the next paragraph, the first thing that it says is, Mom is real tight with our principal.
I can see where they're coming from.
So I'll bet she stepped in and made sure I got put in the gifted group again. Mom is always saying I'm a smart kid, but that I just don't apply myself. But if there's one thing I've learned from Roderick, it's to set people's expectations really low so you end up surprising them by practically doing nothing at all. Roderick, I want your dirty underwear off the kitchen table before I get home from work! Later. Oh, wow. And that's it. Stopping off there.
No.
On to the next book.
On to the next book?
I'm kidding.
Oh. That sucks.
That sucks. I'll read the description for the first three Pokemon movies.
But.
Okay. Pokemon, the first movie. The adventure explodes into action with the debut of Mewtwo, a bioengineered Pokemon created from the DNA of Mew, one of the rarest of all Pokemon. After escaping from the lab where he was created, Mewtwo is determined to prove its own superiority. It lures a number of talented trainers into a Pokemon battle like never before. And of course, Ash and his friends are happy to accept the challenge. Ash's excitement turns to fear and anger when Mew reveals its plan for domination, creating powerful clones of our heroes' Pokemon so it can even the imbalance between Pokemon and their trainers. Despite Ash's protest, Mew refuses to believe that Pokemon and people can be friends, but faces with the determination and loyalty of a young trainer. Mewtwo just might have to reconsider, especially when pitted against the power of the mysterious Mew. Okay, Pokemon, the movie 2000. Just one person can make a difference. In the Orange Islands, far south of Kanto, a trainer named Lawrence is on a sinister quest, catching the legendary Pokemon of Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres. Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres, yeah. In an attempt to awake Lugia, Guardian of the Sea. When Ash and friends arrive, the islanders ask him to gather three elemental orbs for different islands. As the weather across the world goes out of control, it becomes clear that the capture of the legendary trio has thrown environment out of balance. With Lugia's help, can Ash find the orbs, restore the balance, and be the chosen one that everyone turns to? Okay, now Pokemon 3, the movie. The first three words I'm messing up on. A crystal catastrophe is unleashed upon Greenfield and Ash and Pokemon. I'm fucking done. I'm done reading. I said Pokemon. Ugh! Upon Greenfield and Ash, Pikachu and friends must figure out how to undo the damage to the once beautiful town. But the unthinkable happens when Ash's mother is kidnapped by the powerful Entei, a Pokemon that have... Fuck, I can't read. The Pokemon thought to have existed only in legend. Now Ash would go to rescue or to her rescue, uncertain of what he'll uncover when he unlocks the secret power behind the unbelievable current of events. A young girl whose dreams, whose dream world is turned into a nightmarish reality by the mysterious and unsolvable unknown. Disc features 16 by 9 widescreen, English stereo 2.0 audio, and SDH subtitles. Distributed in the United States and Canada by Warner Home Video, 4000 Warner Boulevard, Burbank, CA, California, whatever the fuck that is, 91522. Okay. Done reading for the rest of my life. Bobby left the party. No, Chief. He left the party and went to freaking YouTube. No.
If he's gonna do anything, he better join the fucking podcast. Join the podcast. Tell him to join the podcast.
Why can't you?
Fine, I'll invite him.
He's in the party.
I know, but I'm not talking. I'm talking through my headset.
That's what I'm about to do to you in a second, Bobby. I'm about to rape you.
Give me a C-section. What am I gonna get?
I got all duplicates back. Yes! Why do you do this to yourself? Bobby, I will rape you. I will smack your wiener. Because. Crap, yeah, you're right, I did.
You know what's pretty gay, Bobby?
Kane, you're in the podcast, please.
I got the whip and Nene.
You're such a beaner. You're such a beaner.
You joining like that, huh?
You're such a beaner.
You're such a beaner, bro. You're such a
You're such a beaner.
Shut up!
Obama does not approve of you.
That's because he's a beaner.
Hey, well, that's racist. By the way, I sent you both the podcast that we...
What? You what?
I sent it in the group chat.
Oh, yeah, group chat is a communication ban?
So it's uploaded.
It's already live. I can hear it through Kane's mic.
Oh my god.
Peaches?
Bobby B spitting straight facts. Love him or hate him, he be spitting straight facts.
Mongolian gaming.
Yeah, Carson, why are you such a Jew?
I'm not a Jew.
And I was talking to you.
I was talking to both, and I was talking to both of you.
Dude, I'm just here to be annoying and make this podcast so annoying.
What?
So, leave.
Ow.
Can you not? Get out. Get out of here, man. Get out.
He left the podcast. He left the podcast.
He left his room too. I'm in the party with him.
He left his room.
He just walked out.
What?
Oh. There you go.
What?
Right. I am just here to make anger fill Carson.
Did you just say Operation Kill Carson?
Hang on, we gotta wait till she's done.
Alright.
No.
Oh. Mothers. What'd you say?
Are you at your mother?
Yes.
Park tomorrow.
What?
Do you wanna go to the...
Oh. Hey, he's back!
Fuck both of you!
What did I do?
Can you not break the goddamn speaker, please?
Okay. What did I do, Kane?
My speaker's literally cutting in and out because of you. That's not even a joke.
Kane, what did I do?
Bobby?
No. Yeah, Bobby.
Can you not?
Yay!
Oh my god. No, Bobby, we don't want him gone again. We don't want him gone again. It's the thing. You need to stop
doing
that.
How long has yours been going on?
34 minutes.
34? What the hell?
Yeah. So.
Okay, let's... My podcast is now available on Spotify.
Nice! Podcast available on Spotify. Wait, how do you do that?
Oh, you upload it in.
How do you upload it into Spotify? You don't need to teach me. I want to get out of the podcast.
Oh my god, I actually found it.
What do you mean? Ooh, you actually found what?
I actually found it on Spotify.
Wow, you actually looked it up on Spotify? You actually found it?
It's actually...
Awesome! That's actually really cool.
Here, I'll send you a screenshot.
Alright. I need to get Keen back in here.
Yeah, he just invited me to a party on Xbox.
Oh. Dip a little bit. Okay, Bobby, do not scream in the mic this time.
Tyler won.
me.
From the Xbox party.
Kane?
Because I don't want to hear you inside of my ear and also on my phone.
So, I sent a screenshot to the group chat.
What do you mean? Of what?
I sent... Of... Just look at it.
I don't want to. I'm scared!
that was a fart. Oh, yeah, Kane?
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, you know what? We don't do the podcast.
What?
Doing the podcast. It's fine. It's fine. I'll tell you. I'll tell you. I don't really feel comfortable saying the podcast.
Why?
Because it's just. So, it's just
do you like it?
What?
Kane, do you like it?
What?
Did you like the screenshot?
No. Fuck you. Change it.
Wait, what was the screenshot again?
I fucking hate you. I told you I didn't want to fucking look at it. I'm disappointed in myself for looking at it.
Look at what?
Fine. Carson, if you don't feel comfortable with the podcast, I guess it could just be a me and Bobby.
Gupta Gamer Podcast with Kane's face on the profile picture.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I can't. I legitimately can't.
Wait, you legitimately can't? He left. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Never mind. Who cares? Yesterday morning, Hershey died.
Oh.
So. Yeah.
Frick. It's a frick moment.
Okay, it's changed. Hello? Gabriel Gaming. Ha. Ha. Are you guys even here?
What? Okay then, Bobby. Bobby, okay then. Then send a screenshot. Send it to the group chat. If it's changed.
Hold on, I gotta look at backup on Spotify.
Backup on Spotify. Is Spotify so good?
Yeah.
Isn't Spotify
I'll be right
amazing?
Back.